I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Looking ahead to Toronto's spring and summer months this year, Toronto Mayor John Tory announced that the city has opened applications for a cultural festival's funding program. According to a recent press release, the program is aimed towards increasing accessibility, accountability, and transparency of the city funding these festivals. Tory said that the city hopes the festivals can return safely this year amid the COVID-19 pandemic, as they play a significant role in the vibrancy, livability, and prosperity of Toronto.
While we're in the midst of confronting the Omicron variant, we can't forget that we will get through this tough period and through the pandemic, and then we will get back to a much more normal life and the new but very welcome challenge of having a full recovery for our city so that we can be stronger than ever in every respect. That includes all of the parades and festivals that we use to celebrate in person together as a city, and they're such an important part of our life. They contribute to our quality of life overall, and they also are important to the economy and to communities like our arts communities in the City of Toronto. I'm announcing today that the city has opened applications for the $1.785 million Cultural Festivals Funding Program, which aims to increase the accessibility, the accountability, and the transparency of city funding for cultural festivals. We do recognize, as a city government, the significant role that cultural festivals play in the vibrancy, livability, and prosperity of Toronto and their close relationship to the city, given reliance on city permits and services and funding.
The proposal for this funding program was mentioned by Toronto City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam in an interview with CGRU in December. Councillor Tam also mentioned that she hoped to see vibrancy and foot traffic return to the downtown core when it is safe to do so. Like Tory, Tam hopes the return of some of Toronto's scheduled festivals can help with economic recovery, as residents continue to get vaccinated. Tam hopes these events can be set up safely in spring and summer 2022.
This program is one where we are supporting economic recovery for the arts and for the culture sector, along with communities, businesses, and marginalized community event organizations who have been very hard hit by COVID-19. This program was developed in consultation with stakeholders and communities seeking city support and meets the city's commitment to improving grant processes, increasing access for diverse cultural communities, and supporting activities outside of the downtown core. Designed to support the development of the festival sector, the program also promotes access, equity, inclusion, and service innovation through eligibility requirements. In recognition of the varying levels of size, capacity, and community impact of festivals, the program includes three streams: multi-year operating, annual operating, and project grants. Long-standing major annual events such as Pride, Toronto, Luminato, and Toronto Caribbean Carnival will be eligible for multi-year funding and annual grants. Other established festivals will be eligible to apply for annual operating funding up to $150,000. And smaller and newer organizations and festivals produced by business improvement areas will be eligible for project grants of up to $25,000.
To prepare, Tory said that the application process is open until February 11th, with organizations being notified by March whether their application was successful. He said this is part of maintaining certainty for all involved groups and individuals.
One of the reasons to talk about this now is that the application process will be open immediately, but will close on February the 11th, 2022, and organizations will be notified of their success or otherwise disposition of these applications by the end of March. And this is so that people can have certainty, so they can make the plans that will be such an important part of our recovery of the city. And it means that we'll be able to do that well ahead of the planned summer festivals and other events of this kind. This program will help to drive the economic and social recovery of the city from the pandemic as we look ahead with cautious optimism to summer festivals.
Deputy Mayor Michael Thompson also commented on the new program, saying, quote, "Cultural festivals are essential to the spirit of our multicultural city. Providing opportunities for newly established festivals to access the same funding as established events recognizes the importance of such festivals to a rich and dynamic cultural scene." End quote. The funding program will continue to adhere and follow Toronto Public Health's guidelines, and will provide updates with more information prior to May. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.